Hi there, welcome to Shiloh Tabernacle London. We're located in Southeast London in Woolwich Dockyard, Block 1, Unit 9, Dockyard Industrial Estate, Woolwich Church Street, SC18 5PQ. Join us for our Bible study every Friday from 7:30 to 9 p.m. and you can't miss our Sunday services packed with prayer, vibrant worship and a powerful word. First service is 9 a.m. to 10:30, followed by our family service from 10:30 to 12:30. And now, for the best part, let's get into the Word.
But today is another Sunday, and it is the last Sunday of 2020. Can you imagine? 2020 was here for us and we are still here. Whatever I have gone through in 2020, the Lord was there with us and he's still with us and he's gone ahead already in 2021. I want to share with us this afternoon. Make him a room. That is the word. And as I was meditating upon the word that came, I asked myself, how can the Savior of the world fail to get a room when he was about to be born? The Savior of the world, Jesus of Nazareth, accepting to put on the flesh, a word becoming the flesh. And there was no room for him. Let's go to Luke chapter. Let's go to Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2. Then from verses 4 to 7. There is something the Lord was teaching me about number 7 of this chapter. He was showing me that people are so much pregnant of the things of God. But to some of us, they can't be birthed due to some overwhelming situations. And to some of us, we are ready to do the work of God, but to some, we don't know how to do it or to do them. Father God Almighty, take over. Have your way as you read your word. Let's start from verses 4. The Bible says, Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth in Judea to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David. To be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. Number 6, please. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Glory in the highest. There was a mission. God wanted to save the world, but he needed to send his son to put on the flesh, that he may be born like humans. But in that mission, there was no room. This Luke is telling us how it was a census. There was a moment in those days they were registering. The rooms were full. The hotels were full. And the Son of God had nowhere to be born from. But to my surprise, the Son of God had to be born in a field. The Savior of the world, there was no Akashiadai. There was no other room for him to be bathed. In the big hotels, there were no room for Jesus of Nazareth. In the houses of the rich people and of the poor people, there were no room for Jesus of Nazareth. But ladies and gentlemen, I come to you this morning by the grace of God asking us, can we have a room? Can we have a room for Jesus of Nazareth? It was a moment, it was a desperate moment that occurred for a desperate reason. It was a crucial moment when God wanted to save the world through his word, but there was no room for the word of God. And same as these days, we have room for everything. We have room for other things, but there is no room for Jesus of Nazareth. Ladies and gentlemen, this morning, I'm encouraging us to empty ourselves for the room for him, the Savior of the world, to come and have a room. There was a moment, I do believe that Jesus, he was the Father, he was watching what was going on. He knew that he had authority to make a room, to create a house for Jesus to be born. There was a room in the real life, but in the physical life, there was no room for Jesus. What is that? What is the meaning of that? The meaning is that the Savior, the precious stuff, so many times, the spiritual things, there's no room for them. But this morning, I have a feeling that someone is about to open a room for Jesus of Nazareth. There is a room for you, but it is only when you open up for Jesus. This room was prepared for God himself, because he allowed the hotels to be full that Jesus may be born in a manger. I'm still struggling to ask myself, how can Jesus, the Savior of the world, not getting a room? Could it be that so many times we look for rooms where to fit and we cannot fit? But sometimes it is because the purposes of Jesus may come to pass. Hallelujah. And I'm visualizing Mary carrying a precious gift, but she could not get a room for it. I am encouraging myself and I'm imagining trying to go to her friends. There was no room. I'm speaking to someone. You no longer fit in your community. Hallelujah. You do not feel like you're fitting in your family. You feel like you do not fit. In your church, you feel like you're not fitting. In your marriage, you feel like there's something that is missing. Even Jesus Christ of Nazareth, he felt so. He was in the womb of a woman. But at the same time, he was God. You are a human like others, but you carry a precious word of God. You carry the word of God that created you in his image. The Bible talks about him. Talks about Mary and Joseph looking for a room. And I can just visualize them knocking at every door. Can I open? Can I enter? Can I have a room? And this morning, he's knocking to every heart. He's knocking to every door of every heart. Can I enter into your heart? I am carrying peace this morning. Can I enter? Can I have a room? Make him a room. He's carrying the anointing of prophetic. He's carrying the prophetic anointing for you. He's carrying the apostolic anointing for you. And he's saying, can I enter? Can I use you? In those days, Mary, I call her a faithful woman, a powerful woman, full of faith. She did not stop from one door. She continued. She did not stop from one village. She continued to make sure that the call of God may be birthed. Mary, she did not stop from one person. She continued because the call of God upon her life, it has be birthed. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. There is someone online. There's someone in the sanctuary. The call of God you have carried for years, it is about to be birthed, ladies and gentlemen. There is a call of God. No man knows about it. No woman knows about it. Actually, yourself, you don't know about it. Hallelujah. But the Lord is saying, if you can only give me a room, and I'll be birthing that gift of God in you. I visualize just Joseph didn't understand. You need to understand that even when his wife carrying Jesus, it was still a confusion. I can only imagine. It was still a confusion. What kind of a baby? They have never heard of somebody giving birth to the Holy Spirit. So when I was reading the Bible, when I was studying my Bible, I visualized somebody in this room online, that there is a room you have never thought of, that God can be dwelt in it, inside of you. And to some of us, we have Jesus, yes. But there is a room for you to serve God. And that room, you have never entered into that room. But the Holy Spirit has come to usher you in that room so that you may speak the oracles of God unhindered. Time has come, ladies and gentlemen, where the word of God will be spoken unhindered. No law, no powers, no principalities will hinder the word of God. Now is the time, ladies and gentlemen. This is the hour. This is the hour where the man of God or woman of God will stand and speak a word, and no evil spirit will stop that word. Much as the hotels were closed, much as the houses of rich people were so closed for Jesus, but anyway, the word came to pass, and the word became flesh. The word that was so holy, the word was so, the word that came for us sinners could not be stopped. May I speak to us? I just feel that the Holy Spirit is speaking to us, that the word of God cannot be hindered in your life, in my life. The word of God is an unstoppable word. What Mary carried, Joseph didn't know. He just believed. And so many times to marriage, your husband cannot even understand what you are carrying. Your wife cannot understand what you are carrying. But it is well. What happens is, be obedient to the Holy Spirit, and it shall come to pass. The Bible says there was no room for the word of God. There was no room for the Savior of the world. There was no room. The word of God is speaking to us this morning. That much as you do not understand what you're carrying, it does not stop the calling of God to go forth. There was no room for Jesus of Nazareth. But yet he has us in his heart. The Bible talks about in Luke chapter 9 verses 57. There is someone who is about to give birth to the giftings of the Holy Spirit. It is only you to give a room for the Holy Spirit to use you. We are in Luke chapter 9, verses 57 and 58. It is so ashamed, but also it is God who allowed it to happen. He did not allow salvation to come forth from the big houses, from the powerful men, because they will say, it was our money that caused salvation to come in the world. He did not allow those the wise to say that, you know what, it was us. We knew it, how to do it. Salvation had to come through us. But he allowed the salvation to be birthed in a manger. King of kings could not have a room. But the judges of the world had rooms. Wise men had rooms. But the wisest and the wiser, the one who causes wise men to be wise, had no room. Now it happened as they journeyed on the road that someone said to him, Lord, I will follow you wherever you go. And Jesus said to him, foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. There is everything ordered, everything in order. I see a room full of everything in order. But in those things that are in this room, there's no word of God. And Jesus is saying, we have put everything. Look at me. Just look at me. I have just combed my hair very well. I have put everything, the glittering dress. But inside of me, what if he's not seeing a room for me, a room for him? Look at you, how you stood in the mirror and he put everything in order. I'm talking about the flesh. The things of the flesh are in order, but the things of the spirit are in disorderly. God forbid, in Jesus' name. This morning we stand and we say, Lord, have your way. This is your temple. Hallelujah. Jesus is saying to his disciples, they are trying to ask him, where do you live? We have walked with you, but where do you live? And he opened his mouth and he said, guys, everybody has a room. Everybody has a house. Everybody has an address. But only me, I do not have where to put my head. The Son of God, the Son of Man, the King of Kings, the Judge of all. The one who anoints the kings, the one who anoints the presidents, the one who ordains, the one who puts the presidents in the chairs, in the offices, he had no room. Look at that one. The birds of the air, they have rooms. They have their nests. But the Son of God, what does that mean to you? Could it be that this morning, he's been looking for a place where to be, to dwell. Mahatakaya. Helabahalibahosikaya. He's been looking for a room. And he's saying, what is your eye that I may use in? What is your ear that I may use in? What is your mouth that I may use in? This morning we say, have your way. Take your place. Hallelujah. He's speaking to his disciples. And he said, guys, I've been with you. And for you, you have your address. The Son of God had no address. Even when he was about to be birthed, there was no room for him. And even when he started the ministry, there was no room. Any man and any woman of God who is about to be used of God, be careful and take these words by the grace of the Holy Spirit. Do not wait any man to say, oh, you're so anointed. Any man and any woman of God who is about to do the work of God, you have never started, you're about to start, do not wait the wisdom of man. It will take you to another place. But the wisdom of God, if you lean on the wisdom of God, you will take the God, children of God on another level. Yourself will be on another level as well. Hallelujah. The birds of air, they have nests where to sleep or where to, their address. But the Son of God has no address. Do you have an address in the spiritual things? Mary is about to give birth. And what I'm seeing in the spiritual realm, lele baba kashikataya. What I am seeing in the spiritual realm by his grace, I am seeing pregnant people, who are about to cross over to 2021. They are ready to give birth. In 2020, they did not get a room. But in 2021, there is a room for the giftings of the Holy Spirit. In 2021, the eyes of a prophet is about to see. In 2021, the ears of the prophet is about to hear. The 2021. You shall not be stopped, Baba Kati Bahai. You shall not be stopped by the words of this world. The law, Kidini Bahani. The law of this world will never stop the law of God. Hallelujah. The law of Jesus Christ will never be stopped by the law. I do believe the law can stop you, can resist you to do anything. There are some things the law can stop you to do. For example, in this nation, it's not like Africa. If you do not have papers, you are not allowed to work. But this time around, you do not need the law of this country to serve God. You have no reason to say, I cannot serve God because I do not have papers. You will serve God in different ways. And he's saying to us, may I enter? Will you allow me in? I do not need your wisdom. Allow me in. I am the wisdom. I do not need your eye. I am your eye. Allow me in. Allow me to connect my ear to your ear. I do not need your tongue. I am the tongue that speaks through you. I am the tongue that speaks life through you. I am the tongue that speaks my oracles. Allow me in. And I hear the Spirit of grace saying that you will rise again. I hear the Spirit of God by His grace. I hear the giftings of the Holy Spirit have been dry like dry bones. But at the same time, I hear the sound of the bones coming together. I hear the body of Christ coming together. I hear the head being positioned. I hear the neck of the body of Christ being positioned. I hear the chest being positioned. I hear what the Apostle Paul spoke to the Church of Christ in Ephesus, and he said, put on the whole armor of God. I hear the belt of the truth coming, unhindered by the lies of this world. The belt of truth is coming. I see the shoes of the good news. And time is coming, and time is now. 2021 is the year of the good news. And to some of us who say, even 2020 was, yes, but 2021 is an amazing work. Oh, Kandiribo Koira, there has been a work the Lord has been working in 2021. And this work, no man can hinder. This work was Shikaya Mama Mama. This work was planted by God inside of you before you were born. That's what the Bible says in Jeremiah chapter 1, that before you were born, I knew you, I ordained you, I sanctified you, and I anointed you. And I see a family crossing over from 2020 to 2021, and this family is going like the son of Kish. In the 2020, it's been a year of chaos, but in 2021 is the year where the Lord is anointing His church, Baba Kaya Baha, is anointing His church to be to be the dwelling place of the Most High God. The Lord is working inside His church, inside of you. He is working. He is working. He is working in me. He is working in you. Hallelujah. Make Him a room. Make Him a room. make him a room. The church, we have made room for programs. We have made room for anointing. The beautiful people, we have made a room for so many things. But this time around, make him a room. Let's read the word of God in John chapter 1, verses 14. The word of God could not find a room in the heart of man. The people in the sanctuary, what the Lord is doing is just an exchange. He's exchanging his stuff. He's exchanging everything. Whether we want it or not, there's an exchange in the spiritual realm. There's an exchange. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. The word became flesh. And you need to understand that the word that became flesh, he became flesh so that the word could become sin. The word is the word as God. He became sin for us, condemned sinners, and died for us that we might be made righteous in him. Now, it took me to the place in him, and I was asking, God allowed his son to come and become us, put on this flesh, that when he stand where we stood, or where we are, he may feel it. He felt the pain. He could not allow Adam, I do believe that he had authority to stop the serpent to talk, to converse with Eve. He had authority to stop Adam and Eve not to talk to the serpent. But he allowed them to talk. He knew it, that they would fail. But at the same time, he did not stop with Adam and Eve. He continued and he said, if Adam has failed, there is another Adam, the second Adam who cannot sin. The second Adam who cannot talk to the serpent. That's why he came and he put on this flesh. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know why the Lord is speaking to you, but why he spoke to me when I was studying my Bible, he spoke to me that I should go back to the foundation of the word of God. The church should go back to read the word, to meditate upon the word, and to know what the Lord is saying. This word that could not find a room, he was Jesus of Nazareth. When you look at what the Bible is saying to us, he did not stop from there. If Jesus was born for only the Jewish people, we wouldn't have been here. But we thank God that the Jewish people, the Israelites, they opposed the word. And that's how we ended up becoming, joined the lineage of Jesus Christ, joined the lineage of the son of David. Hallelujah. Let us go to another scripture. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 5:21. The word became flesh. Jesus put on the flesh. A holy God put on a flesh full of sins, but he was not a sinner. Second Corinthians 5 verses 21. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. To those who believed the word of God, they were given authority to become children of God. To those who did not know sin, he became sin for me, that I may become righteous. That's why I should not use the word of God in me. That's why I should not darken the word of God that is in me. Like, that's why I should not walk like any other woman if I carry the word of God. Fight, men and women of God. Do not walk like any other girls. Do not walk like any other women or any other boys, because you carry a holy word. Hallelujah. The Bible is speaking to us that he's a powerful God. He's an incredible God. He has come to save the world. But there was no room in this world, and God allowed it. Let's go to John, the Gospel, chapter 1, verses 10 and 11. There is something precious the Lord is doing right now as we hear the word of God. Ki didibaka. You know, when the anointing of God is flowing, sometimes people wonder, others are like, yes, that's my word. And I just see a flask of anointing oil. In 4 days to come, for us to enter into 2021, I'm encouraging men and women of God to take some moments. I know some of you have already started the month of December in fasting. Those who are taking medications, you can fast some other stuff. But try to get some moment with your God in fasting. Get something and put it aside for the Lord so that you may get a room. He may get a room in you. He was in the world, and the world was made through him. And the world did not know him. The one who has no room in the world, and yet the world was created by him. What does that mean? The one who started the church, he's looking for the room in the church. He cannot find him. May he find a room in the church this morning. The one who put the families together. When I was reading this scripture, I found a room in me, and a question. A room was like, you know, when you are joined to, when God joins two people in matrimony, you know, you leave the name of your father, then you carry the name of your husband. And I found a room like, sometimes we do not take it, we do not treasure it. You're becoming the mudims, and you're supposed to be, your dad was Magezi. Your name was Magezi. But this time you are changed to another name. So the Lord was teaching me that as you were born in the family of this flesh, and then he gave us a room to become his children, and he changed our names. God changed our names not because we were good. No. He changed our names from the world of sin to the world of holiness. Hallelujah. He separated us from other families that we may be his family. Hallelujah. We are his nation. We are his people. Praise Jesus. I will be finishing with some few scriptures that touched me. Go to number 11, please. Have I read number 11? Have I read number 11? Yeah. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. This goes to a particular community where you belong, to a community of Nigerians. And you are a Nigerian and you do not fit in Nigerian community. You are a Rwandan and you do not fit in a Rwandan community. You are a Ugandan and you do not fit in the Ugandan community. Does that surprise you? of God, do not be surprised that this happened to Jesus of Nazareth. He came to his own and they did not perceive who he is. Are you still surprised that you cannot talk to sister so-and-so? It is not a surprise, friends. God has allowed some things to happen so that we may stand where he stood. Will you not go running up to so-and-so? Oh, please, please, no. Reconcile with God. And remember, he reconciled us on the cross. So what you do, if you feel there is anything between you and your brother, make it right and move on, church. Hallelujah. Marika Shataya. Whether you do not fit in the Nigerian community, but you fit in the community of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Whether there is no room for you in a particular group, but there is a room for you in the heart of God. Fight to have a room in the heart of God other than the community of Jamaicans. He came to his room and he did not find a room. They did not get a room. Yesterday I was preaching to God's people and I was asked to give a testimony how God met me. And there was a place in my testimony. When Jesus came to me, he gave me three things. And the enemy's been fighting to take them away. The wisdom of understanding the things of God, the peace, and the gift of the Holy Spirit. I received those three things before I received Jesus, before I was born again. That was 1989. So when I reach a moment and when I go to that room where Jesus found me, I looked and wondered, and I'm still wondering, how could Jesus of Nazareth walk in my room? And how could he give me grace to accept him as my personal savior? We have come to the place where we have come to the place of familiarity, that your salvation, oh, I'm born again. Hey, I'm born again. I am a Christian. Oh, rabababababa. I can't even prophesy. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a room you are needed into. In his time, he came looking for a room. This time, it is us looking for a room in him like never before. Look for a room of transformation. Because it is only when you read the word, you're transformed. When I feel like I cannot connect to a particular vessel, I read the word. And the word will say to me, I am with you. When you go to this person, I'll go ahead of you. Is there any problem you have? Is there any person you cannot connect? Allow him to go ahead of you and you'll be connected. He will reconcile you by his precious spirit. He came to his own. And they did not recognize him. I believe some of them recognized him, but they felt like this is not the character. Have you ever felt in your life like, that character cannot be in our group? In the Guma family, I can only communicate with Pastor Ruben. But concerning Mama, I can only communicate to Mama, but not Pastor Ruben. I'm just giving you an example, guys. Of course, you cannot do that. But the power of God, wherever he goes through, everything is shaped. And I hear the word rejuvenation. Renovation. You know the meaning of that word. May he rejuvenate us in Jesus' name. May he continue to renovate us in Jesus' name. Okay, let's go. Let's go to Acts chapter 4 and verses 11. Jesus of Nazareth, after he had preached the word, he allowed his disciples to go and do the work. He walked with his disciples. His bone has got a room this time round. People, he has got his family on earth. You are the family of God on earth in Jesus' name. We are in Acts. Mercy wanted me to read that one. Number 12. Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven. Nor is there salvation in any other, nor there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. The name of Jesus, people did not allow to hear. Even today, when you speak the name of Jesus, some people does not want to hear. And it took me to the place when I used to hear the Christians singing. I always love their songs. But when they open the Bible, I would run away. And I always tell people, that was demons in me. There were demons. People, sometimes, why would you love the songs? They are singing the word of God. But why when they open the scriptures, you do not want to hear? Demons, die in Jesus' name. Now, let's go to Acts chapter 4, verses 11. What are we learning today? You have to get a room for Messiah. The Bible says this is Peter preaching the message in the early church. And he says, this is the stone which was rejected by you builders, which has become the chief cornerstone. What is that? Do you know that when you reject peace, you're rejecting Jesus of Nazareth? Do you know that when you're rejecting Jesus of Nazareth, you are rejecting the power of God? And Jesus, Apostle Peter is preaching to the church of Acts, and he says, guys, I am talking about Jesus you rejected. I'm talking about Jesus, the person, the name, where salvation comes from. Jesus of Nazareth, he's coming to you, much as you have rejected him, but this time round, he wants you. He wants me. Hallelujah. This is the stone which was rejected by you builders. I don't know what you're encountering with this morning. But Jesus is saying, make him a room. Make him a room. People online, make him a room. Those who are suffering of incurable diseases, make him a room. Those ministers who are struggling in serving God, make him a room. Make him a room. Make him a room, pastors. Apostles, make him a room. Evangelists, make him a room. Hallelujah. I was thinking of so many things as I finish. When Apostle Peter was speaking to the church of Acts, they wondered, why is he the one speaking this? But when you start from verses chapter 1 of the same book, you find Jesus telling them, whenever you depart from this room until you receive power, and power to preach the gospel, power to speak my oracles, do not depart. And I hear the Spirit of God speaking to the church. There is a room for us to enter into that will receive power to enter into 2021. There is a room in our Kamahandra, bro. There is a room the Lord has opened. There is a room for the church. Hallelujah. Acts of Apostles chapter 1, the Bible says, never you depart from that room. I am speaking to my fellow ministers. I'm speaking to my fellow pastors, fellow evangelists. Never you depart from this room. Because after this room, you will preach the gospel unhindered. It is from this room of waiting. It is from this room of understanding. It is from this room of believing God. It is a room of faith. Because you have never seen 2021. It is a room of faith. And I hear the Spirit of God saying, church, enter into the room of faith that I may speak my word, my revelation. It's a room of instructions. Bakahatalama. Shididibakaya. It's a room of instructions. In these 4 days remaining in 2020, somebody, somewhere, you can be anointed to enter into the anointing of 2021 while you're still in 2020. 4 days remaining in this, 5 days, I think, or 4 days. 4 days. Yeah, starting from tomorrow. There's a room for instructions. And when Mary was looking for a room, he wanted to bring the Savior of the world. But at the same time, he carried the Spirit of the Holy Spirit, the anointing of the Holy Spirit, that to every place she stepped into, Jesus of Nazareth, he came and walked where he walked when he was still in the womb. There is a place, Kalaba. There is a place where you are walking and you are in pain and people does not understand you. But in that place, the anointing you're carrying, they cannot see it. But in the same place, you will walk in the same place and they'll be saying, may he come, the one who is carrying the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Mary carrying Jesus in her womb. It is the same Jesus, not in the womb this time round. He walked in the same city, in the same village, preaching the gospel to the people who did not give him a room. He was born outside the village. He was crucified and buried outside the city. There is a place in you. It is a place of faith. Where? And some of us, 2020 is going to be a river where the Holy Spirit will be carrying us behind us, where we are, and ahead of us. Jesus of Nazareth, he was rejected by his own. And there's somebody on this online. You are rejected by your family. You're rejected by the community. Yourself you have rejected. You have rejected yourself. Make him a room. You'll find a place in him. And it is only in him you have peace. Bakashia. Bakatala. When I say these words to some people in this room, the word is preparation. The word is prepare yourself. Because you're about to stand where Jesus stood. Not in pain, but in serving. But even when pain comes, you won't feel the pain because he will be with you. He promised his disciples. And he said, I'll be with you till to the end. He's going to be with us till to the end. Hallelujah. I always say I'm finishing, but I'm continuing. But just write down these scriptures that came to me when I was studying my Bible. Isaiah 53, verses 2 and 3. Jesus was rejected by his own. He was rejected by those whom he came to help. And I encountered with some people. You have helped so many people, but instead of receiving the beautiful harvest, you ended up being rejected. It is well with you because even Jesus was rejected. So long as you stand in beautiful shoes of holiness, do not worry. Time will come when the understanding of the Holy Spirit will go to them and they will come back to you. It is not all about us and people. It is all about the word of God we carry. verses, I said Isaiah 53:2-3, Isaiah 53 verses 10. Can I read these verses quickly and just we finish? How do we allow him in? By emptying my pride that he may come in. By emptying any hatred in me that he may have a room in me. I'm giving us an example. By emptying any anger, any jealousy, any envy that he may have a room in me. By church loving one another that he may have a room for love. And love is not just words. Love is actions. The church, the Lord is saying, I am bringing beautiful love where it is coming from the words to the actions. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We are finishing. In 2 to 3 minutes, I am saying this time around. Must read for us Isaiah 53:2-3. I am showing us by the grace of God how the rejected king, how the coming king, how the coming judge was rejected. The prince of peace was rejected by the one he came to serve. Have you ever been rejected by the one you serve? It is well. Keep on loving them until the love of God will reach unto them. For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of dry ground. He has no form or comeliness. And when we see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. Number three, please. He is despised and rejected by men. A man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. What are you doing with Jesus of Nazareth? Kalebo Shika, humble yourselves as I pray for us. Jesus of Nazareth, help us to have a room for you. Give us grace to make a room for those ones who has never received you as their Savior. We humble ourselves before you, God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, we say sorry to where you came knocking at the door of our hearts and you wanted to bring peace and we did not open. We're humbling ourselves before you, Lord, that when you called us for reconciliation, we did not answer to that call. We are saying sorry to where you called us for being peacemakers, and we did not accept it to the call. Father, we are so sorry as a church where we did not give you a room, but we gave room for our speeches and for our programs. We are saying sorry. Before we enter 2021, we are asking of you, Lord, that you take your place. Hallelujah. Reman rabro jiribrikataya. Reman rabro jiribrikataya. Mandelele baba bazoko tekerida baba baba baba. Maridi baba 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 kosikaya. Father, you've been telling me that 2021 is going to be a year of the virgin ministers. The ministers who have never preached before. The ministers who have been preaching but have never got rooms to stand. Shikatala mahaya. Praying for those online, Jehovah God, that they will have that room. The room of instructions of the Holy Spirit. The room of faith. The room of anointing. The early church stayed in the room. The apostles, they remained in the room of waiting until they received the power to speak your oracles. I pray for myself and my fellow ministers in the Church of Christ in general. May the word of the Lord become real and tangible in our bones, those who are sick. I speak the word of God to the north of the countries where we've we were born from, to the south of the same countries, to the west, to the east, to the central. Let the word of God have a room in those places, in those houses, in those families, in the Ramakaya, in those presidents, in those prime ministers, in those queens. May the word of God have room in them, in Jesus' name. Wishing you a beautiful year. I believe the Lord is with this family and is with us in Jesus' name.
Thank you so much for listening to this sermon, and I know you've been blessed. For more information about Shiloh Tabernacle and other sermons, please visit our website, www.shiloh.org.uk. And don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, at Shiloh LDN. Once again, that's at Shiloh LDN. You've been listening to Shiloh Tabernacle London, changing lives, building dreams. Until next time, God bless.